Sorry, I get nervous because one time we recorded and I took my breath. I went like,
"Welcome to Coming Off the Reels."
What happened?
One time I hijacked the intro and it was hilarious.
I didn't know what to do. The order was all off. Welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Benson.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And yes, folks, we are still here. We are in the cabin. These are the Cabin Chronicles. I know that we're not going to post them all in order. And so this could be well into 2022 by the time you hear this. But just know that somehow we're still watching these movies. We're still recording podcasts. I dominated finally in the game of dice to win my pick. And I went with
You won the round. I put up a valiant, fight.
Look, I didn't win in two rounds. Your defeat of me earlier was embarrassing.
I would call it epic.
But I at least
legendary.
I had like 9 or 10.
They're still talking about it.
You're still talking about it. But anyway, my choice was the 1986 film Chopping Mall. I did watch this movie whenever I was in high school. My girlfriend and I at the time watched it. We loved it. I've watched it many times since then. It is wonderful. It is 76 minutes. It has knockoff robots from Short Circuit who are designed to protect a mall. Because why wouldn't a mall need clearly a millions of dollar system to protect what? The House of Almonds?
Yeah, right.
Yes, I did.
The Orange Julius?
I was feverishly Googling that to see if that was ever really a thing.
Like, was it?
I couldn't find it. There's a House of Almonds website.
Oh, they went digital. Yeah. They went all.
But whether or not there was ever a physical store, I could not ascertain.
The internet's ruined all the brick and mortar stores. Yeah, right.
They do have an Amazon store now, right. So there you go.
So this movie is, like I said, it's about a mall that has a collection of robots that are designed to protect the stores at night. There are a group of 20-something kids, because they are 20-something, because some of them are married.
They're a little older.
They are having a party at a furniture store overnight. The mall gets struck by lightning. And just like anything that you know in nature, lightning makes things evil.
Yep.
And so the robots go crazy and they go on a murderous rampage.
Yep. Correct.
And that is Chopping Mall.
Yes.
So, Ryan, you've seen it. And you told us in the opening credits, you're like, by the way, I love this movie.
This is really in my... I mean, this is what I watched growing up.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's...
Sean, you've seen it. So, I'll come back to you in a second. But, Roy, you seemed... completely.
I was a Chopping Mall novice. Yes. I've heard of Chopping Mall. I've just never have watched it.
Probably seen the poster because it's pretty classic.
Yeah, probably.
Poster,
I've heard you guys talking about
it's
it
a,
here
it's a,
and there.
It's a bag and there's maybe like an. Is there like an arm?
Yeah, I feel like there's like
one of the little robot
body,
arms.
Little
severed limb.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Maybe
gotcha,
blood
gotcha.
Dripping off the bag.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I loved it. I loved it. I mean, there's nothing to not love. Like, it is so dumb, but in the very best way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I have one minor hiccup with it. There was actually no chopping.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, I kept waiting for, like, little buzzsaws or, like, the little guys to have, like, little chainsaw arms or something.
Yeah.
And slicing people up. But like, and even that movie poster is misleading because there's no severed limbs.
Yeah, right.
There's no actual chopping being done.
It really would have benefited better being called Shopping Mall, M-A-U-L, instead of Chopping Mall.
Yes.
While more accurate, Chopping Mall is still more fun to say.
Chopping Mall is a fun name for sure.
Yeah.
But why not? You could have had just like, there's a sports store that apparently... arms the military. but you could have easily had one of the robots just pick up a hatchet
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't they just have had buzzsaws?
Little tiny
They have little a lot balls, of compartments that open all over them.
They got a lot of darts. They got a lot of projectiles.
They have
electrical prods.
More like laser beam. Laser eyes. Am I right?
Yeah.
That I don't understand. Like the movie starts with a commercial for these robots. Though I realize now the guy who's selling them says it a certain way, and another podcast I listen to calls them this, and now I understand they probably call it that because of this. But the salesman of these robots calls them robots.
Robots.
So the robots. But anyway, that starts with a commercial, and it's like, they shoot sleep tranquilizers and like non-lethal, like. Methods of detaining these people who might be breaking into a house of almonds. But and it's like, okay, I get the sleep darts. You knocked out one of the guys and then you slit his throat. And maybe I could understand why they might have like shooting the electric prods.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Taser. It's a taser, right?
Laser eyeballs.
Yeah, they do shoot lasers. Yeah.
That blow up a woman's head.
Yes.
Yeah.
The real best kill of the movie.
Yeah.
Correct. For sure. Yeah. For sure.
And I like to think that like because those lasers look really bad, but I like to think about the director just like making it be like, don't worry, it'll look great in post.
Yeah.
Like, it did look great.
You guys just like kind of shuffle your feet around like you're dodging lasers.
Just do a lot of there's
there is a whole lot of that where it's like.
Do a lot of shoulder work. Yeah. A lot of shoulder work. Like just move.
A lot of fidgeting.
Yes.
There's a lot of fidgeting to make it look like. Yeah. We're going to put in the lasers. They're going to miss you guys. Don't worry. And you can't even really tell if they're missing them.
It could be hitting them. Maybe not.
It's so blurry.
It's like, okay, this one they're going to hit you because we've strapped like a spark squib on you. So you will be getting hit. So just...
Yeah, sometimes they got hit and like didn't even react.
Yeah,
sometimes like
they got winged and then like they just kept on going.
The director was like, "Hey, you got hit on that one." It's like, "Ah, my arm."
Yeah. It's like kids playing finger guns. Like, "I got you." "No, you didn't." "No, I got you." "No, you didn't." Like,
I've got laser invisibility. You can't hit me.
That laser stunned me. That laser blew up my head.
There's no rhyme or reason.
It's all about the right spot.
Yeah. Also, these robots, when they are successful, they're like, "Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a nice day."
I loved that. That did not get old for me.
Sean, so we've talked to Roy, who has not seen this, and Ryan made his feelings known immediately.
Yes.
What are your feelings on watching this movie? You've seen it. When's the last time you watched this?
Oh, it's been at least 10 years ago. So, I mean, yeah, for all the same reasons why we all love it. I mean, it's cheesy, stupid horror, like, in the best possible sense. Like, you get... I mean, you know, the special effects were okay. I mean, there were some... Like, when Douchey... chewing gum guy, when he got killed, like, his reveal of his throat being slit or whatever, I mean, like, you can tell, like, it was just, like, putty on his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, like you're not...
The plastic flap.
Yeah. And I'm like, that didn't age well. But, that being said, the laser head getting blown up, I mean, like, still fabulous. I mean, the acting, you know, these guys are just, like, they're trying to swing for the park. Like, they don't know if this is going to be their... You know, the only movie they're in.
Break.
Yeah. So they're all acting their asses off, you know, as best they can. So like I said, it's cheesy, stupid fun. You know, and the robots, for what they are, I mean, they do look cool. I mean, like, they're ridiculous, but they still...
They're 1984.
But, like,
86.
But, I mean, those things have motors. Like, those things were moving.
They were trucking.
Yeah, so...
Though, a real bad turn ratio. Like, when one of them went into an elevator...
Oh, man.
...and tried to turn around to get out of that elevator, it was...
Like a 16-point turn to spin around.
Well, then there was the one that was, like, it electrified itself, and then, like, just started spinning around in a circle, just, like, shooting its lasers off, and it's just, like... It went into, like, just kamikaze mode. It's like, okay, just spin and hope for the best.
I thought that when they went into kill mode, they like, had their little arms tucked in, like little T-Rexes.
Oh, yeah.
But then when they went into kill mode, it was just, like a touchdown pose, like, up, like, clip, 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 like, crab walking around or whatever.
I'm proud of you for the sports reference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you.
That's
thank you. I dug deep.
Yeah, that's what sloths do. They're, when they're, I guess... feeling threatened, they raise their arms over their head to make themselves appear bigger.
Slaws?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, guys, coming off the reels, we are funny, but also informative. So there you go. Here's your fun fact about the sloth.
There you go.
Nice. Do you think that they took inspiration from sloths in the design of Protectors 1 through 3?
They may have. Maybe 3, because he was the one that seemed to raise his arms the most.
Okay. Oh,
I definitely
thought, I wasn't tracking them. So.
I definitely thought that it reminded me of RoboCop. Because didn't they have like a little
Ed
thing?
209? Yeah.
Didn't they have like a commercial for the Ed 209?
Well,
then?
There was one thing where the Ed 209 like first went online, and it was like during the demo, and the guy held the gun, and he was like, okay, freeze, and then Ed 209 just obliterates him. Right, so, yes. In the same vein.
Now, one of the things about this movie, and I'm not trying to say that it's necessarily good or bad, just part of it. It is something that you saw a lot more of in the 80s, some in the 90s, and is now largely gone away. And that is wildly unnecessary nudity for no good reason at all.
Correct.
And, you know, they're having their party, and everybody, like there's four couples. Yes.
Three couples. The fourth one is like a new meet cute.
Our virginal survivors.
Oh, God. Worst meet cute ever.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're all like in a furniture store and everyone's having sex.
Yes.
Just, you know.
Because it's furniture.
Beds yeah. not
what
far
else do
from
you
each
do
other.
On furniture.
The, yeah, but the mattress display section.
Yes. So there's people that have been on that furniture before, like all times of day. So
right. But really, it's not those people I'm. It's the people who would have gone on that furniture the next day.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Like, oh, God, the wet spot. Guys, it's part of nature. All right? So let's not. Anyway. But like, there's unnecessary nudity, and they're like, they're giving it to you. All right, fine. But then there's like, you know, the douchey gum-chewing guy. He's like going to get his girl a pack of cigarettes. And she's like, hey, douchey guy. Like, yeah. And then she just drops her sheets and is like, hurry back. And it's like, all right.
Yes.
Thanks,
Nate. That's good. I wish you all could see the little shimmy Drew just did just now.
Thanks, 1980s. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's just something like I said. You know,
it is. Yeah.
Was all very ridiculous for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But it's.
But again, also.
It's nostalgia.
Yes.
Me. It is, because I watched so many of these kinds of films.
When I went to the
video store, I just grabbed a cheap horror movie. I went home and watched it, and it was just...
Well, there is kind of an expectation of it.
Right,
like, it's like, okay, I know the level that I'm going to be getting on this one. And they probably know, they're like, to keep the butts in the seats, maybe we gotta flash a little nip. So
to keep the butts in the seats, you put the butts on the screens.
There you go.
And
well, that brings me to a question: where what kind of film did the filmmakers think they were making? Like, is this? Did they think they were making
think
like
they
a
were,
horror?
Were
movie?
They taking it like very seriously?
Or look, this is gonna be a horror movie.
It's 76 minutes. I don't. They're like, we can't
even
get 90.
Scare people.
I don't think they were really going for that, because specifically whenever we get to the end credits and the movie we watched. One of the movies watched, it also had kind of like the, it was Oscar. Oscar had it, because I felt like it was like the ovations, you know? Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But this is one where you get to the end and it's got like the character and then their like name up on the screen and it's going through them all. And then it gets to the one who gets her head blown off, and she's like her screaming, and then it's literally just a freeze frame of her head exploding.
Stump. Yeah.
And that at that point, I'm like, okay.
They get it.
They know.
Yeah. I mean, like the very opening thing is like a commercial for these protector robots at this like meeting or sales pitch or whatever, and it is so ridiculous. Like this bandit like robber guy is running from one of these things, and it is so over the top. And
there's two people in the audience watching the commercial that just crack wise the whole time.
Yeah, basically like Statler and Wardolph.
Mr. and Mrs. Bland.
Yeah. They're not having it.
No. She even asks a question too. She's like, what are these? Are they going to kill people or something like that? And it's like, nah, you'll be fine.
As far as like the need for exposition goes, it was a pretty great way of like given me the world in a like an interesting way that made sense. Not just like a voiceover like once upon a time in a mall in
1986.
USA, yeah. Wherever.
A three-story mall.
Right.
Like, ooh, yeah. Ooh, three was, levels.
The very famous mall, which I think I said was like the Sherman Oaks. We said, you guys like looks like the mall from Commando. That is correct.
It was because of the tapestries that were hanging yeah. down.
It was
he yeah, because he swings from them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, it was the
elevator too. Yeah,
yeah. For me, it was the white railings. Like I remember it distinctly. I'm like, oh, that's Commando. Like this, for sure.
This would be the place where is his name Sully? What's the guy's name?
No,
he drives
no.
the Porsche.
Oh, that's where he starts tracking him. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah. He's there, leaves a, you know, drops him off. Remember Sully. I said I'd kill you last. Yeah. Yeah, man, you did say that.
I lied.
Yep.
Then I love that movie.
Also, yeah, it was also on my short list.
Yeah, that could have definitely. Been oh,
that would have been a fun one.
But it was also the mall in Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think Night of the Comet, which we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
It's been used in a number of films. So
Arnold must live like close to there. It must be like right down the road.
The lead actress in this was from Night of the Comet, which is also a fine film.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, this movie really, it hits that certain spot for me where, you know, I'm looking for cheesiness. I'm looking for a little bit of gore. When I was young, I was fast forwarding through the cheesiness and the gore to get to that little bit of TNA. This movie has it. And I just, whenever we were like, oh, we're doing a little potluck between us, this has got to be one of those movies.
Yeah, yeah. Again, like we have like a theme going of like this weekend of good group watching.
Yes,
movies, yeah, and this is a very, very, very one where in your group setting, it's amplified. I think for kind of how silly and ridiculous it is. You know what part I really, really loved? It's toward the beginning when like scientist guy comes in. And he like sits down and starts reading his book on aliens, and the robot is behind him, and it starts getting like closer and closer to him, and the guy keeps like pausing and looking over his shoulder, like, "What was that? What was that noise?
Is it moving closer?"
Oh man! And like the hatch opens up, and his little claw comes out, and then he holds it and like retracts. Oh, it was all so funny.
Yeah, but it's like the robot's back there at one point, like raises his, goes into touchdown pose, and goes like. Clink, 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 clink.
Yeah.
He's like, what could that possibly be? Is it the robots behind me?
Like, yeah.
Well, even like the robot like turns its head and like looks and he's like, hey guys, watch this. Like he looks back and he's like, watch this. Yeah. And then it's like, nope, can't do it now.
But at one point it's rolling towards him and it's like only like 6 inches away. And like, hey man, don't you realize that robot's like right up on you now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a guy before him who's like in there just looking at his like nudie mag.
When he should be looking at the manual, and he's like,
and like the robot like punches through the magazine and just like right into his throat.
That is a really funny part that you just brought up, Sean, because like the mall gets hit by lightning, and the whole like command center flickers, and the tech in there reaches for the manual for these robots and pulls it open. And he's got a nudie mag inside of it. Like, it was like a really funny, really funny gag.
He's like, should I fix this? No.
And then he pulls out like the centerfold.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then the little like, robot claw comes through the picture. Oh, that's so silly.
Everything. Movie. Like, there's a lot of weird technical parts of this movie, too. Like, there was one edit where... it's just like it like pretty much like cuts in the middle of a word and just goes to other characters.
Yep.
Just bullets it.
And like the music was about ready to like swell and it was just like no hard cut.
Yep.
There was a really and this are like where you're picking out really small parts. So do you remember at one point they're making their like little Molotov cocktails and everybody's screaming when these robots are coming and they throw one and it like makes a little ball of fire and then just one of the actresses just like when it's just like the fire goes off, one else reacts. Like they're all just sitting there, and she's like, "Beautiful."
That restaurant they worked in was disgusting.
Oh, man. I missed that because I was in the restaurant.
Oh yeah, there was a big guy who they were like, "Oh, this guy ordered triple anchovies with garlic knots," and
it was like the Italian pizza. Belly Buster.
Yeah,
is what it was called.
And then he's like.
Cut to him. He's got food running down his face. He's like, more butter,
more
please.
Butter. And then the guy, the chef, was just covered in gross grease. He was smoking.
Wiping his spatula on his chest.
Oh, my God. It was disgusting.
I loved it. It was magical.
Just like Mel from Mel's Diner.
Yeah.
Then there was the janitor that was basically wiping the floor with
Dick
Miller. With melted chocolate ice cream.
Just mud. It was just disgusting.
I think they dumped over the robot comes up and sneaks up behind him and dumps over his bucket or whatever, and then spills more crap. I was like, you were just wiping the floor up with crap.
Now that
I
think about it, why did he need that bucket? He had a mop. Two separate buckets.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. But he's not the greatest janitor in the world.
It was so weird that he was in this for 2 seconds.
Yep.
He owned the 80s, man.
He did. That is
accurate. He's cashing checks and snapping necks. So
that's right. He's probably in 300 films.
I would have liked to have seen, I know this doesn't really matter, but they were like, how are the robots going to differentiate between the bad guys and the good guys? And they're like, well, everybody's going to have a badge, and they'll scan the badge, and they'll be fine. I've needed to at least one time see a badge get scanned, and the person be like, okay, have a nice day. Let him go one time, just because we never really see those badges work.
Right. Yeah.
Well, by the time it gets going, they're struck by lightning and turn evil.
And,
yeah.
Like a movie with even a little bit more budget, I feel like would have given you that robot POV, like Terminator shot,
scanning
the badge, and it's like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
But no, not in this super super cheap thing. Because you got to think you shoot this thing at the mall. You're just paying a handful of fine actors and actresses.
You think they just got one night to shoot in the mall? They're like, all right, you have this evening on Thursday to do all of this stuff. Make sure it's cleaned up by 6 a.m. And
the mall doesn't even know they shot this thing.
Exactly. This is guerrilla style. Yeah. They're like, wait a minute.
I wouldn't be surprised.
How do they get in there? Well, I don't know. Security guard was like, he got a $100 bill on the side.
Yeah, just they just slid him a.
You know what they didn't spend the money on? The score. It's one song, and it's
that's just pure synth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what, they're like, Tommy's dead.
One guy had a Casio.
Yeah. It was like the tech demo on the Casio. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Guys, it's fine.
It's like, we can make this work, can't we? Like, yeah, we got it. We got it.
So I didn't check to see who actually directed this they've directed besides it. But I feel like when we look at it, we're going to be like,
that makes sense.
This guy had a great career.
Yeah.
Probably not in the comments since that girl is in it. And the only two movies I've ever seen her in.
I've never even heard of Night of the Comet.
Is that the one where they fall asleep in a projector booth that's lined with lead and everybody else dies, but they survive?
Yes. Anybody who was in, it had something to do with lead, I think.
Yeah.
Like maybe some people were in basements or something. And
but in a similar way, it was like some kids who were messing around and they're in a projector booth.
Yep. And then they all come out and everybody else is dead.
Uh-oh. All right. Roy
found some stuff.
Oh, my God. He did a movie called Sharkinsaw. Wow.
That's something.
Sharkinsaw. A lot of, exploitation. Over-sexualized stuff.
Go on.
Monster movies like Camel Spiders. Something called Busty Coeds, Piranaconda.
Oh, ooh.
Okay.
It's it's alternating softcore and these monster movies, and then it gets to something called Sacred Topless. Okay.
Yes.
Shark and Soul, Nessie and Me, and yes, that is the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then something called A Doggone Christmas.
Oh, man.
Heart of God. I love it. I think we put that on the short list for things to watch on our holiday episode.
Legend of the Naked Ghost.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, let's put it on the short list for the next director's spotlight.
And then back to A Doggone Hollywood.
What?
Oh,
it's like dog series.
More than one doggone movie.
And then Cobra Gator.
Are these? When are these made?
That
all in 1986.
Cobra Gator was 2018.
Because I was gonna say, those are the kind of movies.
Yeah.
Like sci-fi monster.
Yeah. Well, do like a hard scroll back to like what he did after Chopping Mall.
Like after Chopping Mall. Yeah. Okay. Bear with me.
Because those will probably be the ones that we checked out from the video store.
Correct.
Okay, or here we go. Here we go.
Man, keep scrolling. Wow. He was prolific.
Look, guys, this guy has sent his kids to college
off Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
All right. This is a bunch of stuff.
He was just like, I'll just keep doing the work.
Okay. Yeah. So before Chopping Mall, he did something called The Lost Empire in 84.
Oh, there was a poster for that in the movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. After Chopping Mall, we've got Deathstalker 2, Big Bad Mama 2, Not of This Earth, Return of Swamp Thing.
Wait. Not of This Earth.
Tracy Lords.
1988.
Tracy Lords, speaking of softcore porn.
Lords and her like a transition from pornography to mainstream cinema.
Yep.
Okay, Return of Swamp Thing.
Ooh. Okay.
Transylvania Twist, which looks like a vampire film.
Nah. Ooh.
The Haunting of Morella, Sorority House Massacre 2.
Ooh.
The better one. It's like The Empire Strikes Back.
okay. And so nothing.
Hard to Die, Scream Queen Hot Tub Party.
I'm writing all of these down.
Something called Munchy.
What? Oh. Wait, the thing out of the toilet?
It's like it looks like there's a weird little puppet creature. Yeah.
But maybe in the same thing.
Correct. Ghoulies is out of the... but it is
Yes, I think it's in the same. Yes.
Oh, I hated saying the word Munchy, by the way.
Yeah.
Miss Millions.
I feel like he was just like, "How much will you pay me?"
To do Dinosaur Island,
Canon Films kind of stuff. Yeah,
Ghoulies 4.
Oh, by the way, fun fact, also Sean, the Canon Films documentary is one on my short list.
Nice.
Electric Boogaloo. But I thought, you know, maybe it'd be a little too heady, a little too not really.
$1,500 to do Arachno Quake.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
In 2000, The Bear Wench Project.
Oh boy. That's a porno.
Right on top of that one. Like, he was like 2000. Like, it's still relevant.
He jumped on it.
Yeah.
Good for him. I hate that.
What's this guy's name?
Jim Wynorski.
Has this been like Jim Smith?
He made three of those.
Bear Winch.
Four.
Five. Still going.
This is awful.
he hitched his wagon to that Bear Winch horse.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. You look disgusted.
Yeah.
So.
We don't need to.
Yeah, we're good.
But you can
There's another one. There's five. Wow.
Just kidding. There's eight.
We're definitely looking this up later. So.
There's more that I'm not gonna say. Okay.
But you can ignore all of those. But Chopping Mall is worth a watch.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So, any final thoughts? I'm glad that everybody enjoyed it. We've had a lot of luck. Six movies. I don't think anybody's really disliked anything so far.
No, everything's been really great. It's actually put a lot of pressure on my next pick.
We don't know.
We don't know when it's coming.
If Sean wins, we got to get some sleep.
We may just...
We'll get through.
I will not. I demand satisfaction.
Are you not entertained? All right. Well, Roy, for the sixth time, where can they find us?
Okay. You can find us on our website, comingoffthereels.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Coming Off The Reels and on Twitter at Off The Reels. So say hi to us anywhere there. Or send us an email, comingoffthereels@gmail.com, for any recommendations on shows you'd like us to do in the future. Yes, Tom, we do listen. And we will get to it.
Call them out.
When we're good and ready. But seriously, thank you for the support. speaking of support, if you would like to support the show, rating and reviewing us is the very best way. Each one is so helpful to us. Also subscribing wherever you like to find the show. That is the very, very best way. Also, on our website, we have some merchandise that'll take you to TeePublic, so check that out as well. We have a Patreon, or are working on one by now, or strike that, reverse it, depending on when this comes out. So be on the lookout for that, or check it out if it's already a thing.
Yeah.
Who Cover knows? All your bases, yeah.
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 Let's see what else.
Josh Rodenberg for that original theme.
Josh Rodenberg, we love you. Great job, man. We love it.
Good luck with the synth beat.
Yeah. That theme. I'm still loving it.
That's one of those weird things, like when I was doing the 300th episode and listening to a lot of old ones, that transition when we first got there. And I remember going through when you like brought it to us, and he was apparently like, you're not going to like this one. We heard that one. We're like, oh.
Yes.
That's actually.
He sent me like three. He sent me two. And we were all like,
it's not bad.
And
then
he said that third one was like, you probably won't like this one. This one's just kind of goofy. And we're like,
yes.
What he's knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I do love it.
Rodenberg, you should know me by now. This is it. This is what we need.
And if you've been hanging with us through all of the Cabin Chronicles so far, we do appreciate it. And stay tuned, because there's a couple more.
Right? Yeah, at least.
And, you know, I know right now we've talked about Patreon, and you're like, look, you guys are clearly super wealthy. What do you need our money for? Well, guess what? We're not. And if we want to do this cabin trip again in the future, maybe you can help chip in a little bit of money so we can do that. Or, more importantly, keep the website up.
Yeah.
And when Ryan starts to pass out during an episode and smashes his head into a microphone, we may have to replace that microphone one day.
Exactly.
That seems inevitable.
And I think so. That's our point.
Sean's monstrous coke habit. What, you think I want to pick up that tab? We got to do it just to keep him at the table.
I got to keep things entertaining. Got to keep him fresh and sexy. So
yeah. He turns into a monster without it. So.
Yeah.
Subdues the beast. So, yeah. I appreciate you guys for doing that.
But until next time, which that literally means we're going to walk back over to this coffee table and watch you two toss dice.
Yes.
Until next time, my name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vincent.
I'm Sean McClain.
And I'm Roy King.
And this has been the House of Almonds.
That right. had to have been a real place. I mean, they shot in that mall.
Right,
they wouldn't have put up fake signage.